Oh yes, can you hear the kettle boiling? Woohoo! When I boil the kettle, it means it's party time! Hey, it's Vina V and welcome to Popcorn Positivity. This is a daily podcast to document what it is like to be a single mum and running multiple businesses. I'm so happy today and I don't even feel like a bad mum for saying this. I'm so happy my son is at school because summer holidays, they are just too damn long. Hoping I'm going to get a good report when he returns later on today. But I don't know about you, but don't you just feel so good when you just get loads done? My son's only been at school for like the past 2 hours and I've already got so much done. I've sent in a proposal, I've got all my mentoring dates, I've got workshops all booked in already until February 2018. I've caught up on emails, I've arranged podcast guests. I'm just feeling very good. And it kind of just proves the point is that when you have that right motivation, when you're in the right mindset, when you actually properly focus down on something, you can get so much done. So I'm gonna leave you. I'm gonna have my lunch and I'll come back in just a second. I don't know why I'm telling you I'm gonna come back in just a second, because when you listen, if you're listening to this on iTunes, this will be the same podcast. So I'm clearly just, I'm too overexcited right now. But yeah, I'm gonna, just the message right now of this part of the podcast is just focus down, schedule in the time, because I don't know about you, but I've realized with myself, if I don't schedule it in, I'll still get it done, but it might take me a week to do something that could have taken me an hour. So right now, if there's something in your life that you've just been putting off, write it in your diary right now of when you're going to do it, and then just put your phone in airplane mode. Don't even log into your emails. Don't go on social media. Just get that thing done that you really need to do that is going to progress yourself and progress your business. So sometimes, a lot of the time, my life is a story of two tales. So you just heard me all happy and I was like, yes, I was so motivated and everything was great. Then I went to pick up my son from school. I go up to him, the teacher's like, yeah, we haven't had a great day today. Bearing in mind, this is his first day back at school after like 8 weeks. Yeah, not great news today. He had hurt another child. Long story to get into, but we're having a lot of issues with my son. I actually do YouTube videos about this, and I don't know about you if you're like me, but sometimes when things are going on in my life, I want to tell people in the hope that it will help other people, but at the same time, if there's other people involved, and especially it's my son, I've got his dad to think about as well, and, you know, the implications on other family members or whoever it is, you just have to be careful sometimes of what you share. And sometimes I think what's going on in my life right now, I want to share all of it, but I have to be careful because sometimes I might say stuff when I'm really upset, when I'm angry. But I do try and tell you as much as I can, just in the hope that it will help you in some way. Or my aim with everything I do is just to make you realize that you're not alone. If you are going through something right now, I promise you 110% someone else is going through exactly what you're going through. So yeah, it hasn't been a great day in terms of what's been going on with my son, but if you are a parent, just remember that we are trying our best. We might not get it right all the time. We make a lot of mistakes ourselves. But if you've got the best intentions, then just know that I know that I'm helping my son in the best way possible. And I know, hopefully sooner rather than later, that he will be fine. But it's just a lot of issues going on at the moment. And it's like I'm actually fighting the school. I'm I'm trying to do the right thing, but it's like when you try and do the right thing, people still don't want to help, or they still don't want to, they want to brush problems underneath the carpet. And it's just got to the stage now where I'm just fed up. And I'll be really honest with you, even just a few hours ago, I was just sat on the floor like I usually do when I'm contemplating things in my life. And I just thought, do you know what? I just feel in that moment, I don't feel like that now, but in that moment, I felt like I can't be bothered anymore. I can't be bothered with anything. Like, I'm trying so hard to do the best thing, and it's just like people don't want to know, and it can be very difficult sometimes. But you know what, I felt like that for maybe 15 minutes, but right now it's kind of given me motivation to, I don't know, just kind of like be that voice in a way for other parents who are going through exactly what I'm going through now. And you know, people see our kids as the horrible ones, or they might see them as the bully or whatever, and they're not. Like, my son is so amazing, and it's so unfortunate that, you know, what he's doing, he's just expressing it in the wrong way and with anger. So yeah, there's a lot of things we have to do. I've already put different steps in place. But if you want to hear more about this, I do try my best to talk about what I can on my YouTube channel, where I document my journey from mum to millionaire. But most importantly, I just talk about real life subjects that are going on in the world, and have happened to me in the past, like depression, abuse. So just search for Mum to Millionaire on YouTube, and I've got loads of hopefully useful videos for you. But that's it for the podcast today. And this is my message for myself, is just stay positive, be happy, and always live in hope. And I'll see you tomorrow.